welcome to Half Past, just music from the past half century. I'm your host, Carl Hemmingson. In today's program, we'll hear music by two composers born in the 1960s, beginning with Loud by Graham Fitkin, and then from American composer Aaron J. Kernis, we'll hear Symphony in Waves. British composer, pianist, and conductor Graham Fitkin was born in Cornwall in 1963. The work we'll hear today, called Loud, is for six pianos. The earliest piece I know of for six pianos is Steve Reich's Six Pianos from 1973, which came about when he wanted to write for all the pianos in a piano store in New York City. A performing group called Piano Circus got together in 1989 to perform Reich's work, and they also commissioned several other composers to write for six pianos. Thus commissioned, Fitkin wrote Log, Line, and Loud, which we'll hear today. Our performers, Piano Circus, Kirsten Davidson Kelly, Richard Harris, Kate Heath, Max Richter, Jenny Strawson, and Mike Haslam. Thank you. From a recording issued 20 years ago on the Argo label, we heard Piano Circus, Kirsten Davidson Kelly, Richard Harris, Kate Heath, Max Richter, Ginny Strawson, and Mike Haslam, all playing piano in Graham Fitkin's Loud. The group, with different members, is still performing, and they've commissioned works for six pianos by composers Kevin Volans, Brian Eno, Erkki Sventur, Terry Riley, Peter Bengston, among others. American composer Aaron J. Kernis was born in 1960 and studied at the Manhattan School of Music, the San Francisco Conservatory, and Yale. Among his teachers, John Adams and Charles Warren. We hear his first symphony, Symphony in Waves. Kernis writes that each movement uses some aspects of wave motion, swells and troughs of dynamics, densities and instrumental color, the sounds of light broken into flickering bits by water's actions. In this performance of Kernis's Symphony in Waves, we hear Gerard Schwartz conducting the New York Chamber Symphony of the 92nd Street Y.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gerard Schwartz conducted the New York Chamber Symphony of the 92nd Street Y in a performance of Aaron J. Kernis's first symphony, Symphony in Waves. The composer's second string quartet won the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 1998. His most recent symphony, the third, was called Symphony of Meditations. Another recent commission is a trumpet concerto for Philip Smith with the New York Philharmonic and the Big Ten Band Association. I'm your host and producer, Carl Hemmingson. Please join me again at the same time next week for another edition of Half Past, music from the past half century. Half Past is produced in the studios of the Classical Network, WWFM, and WWFM.org. For a complete playlist, log on to WWFM.org and click on Playlists. If you have comments or suggestions for this program, please email them to carl@wwfm.org. That's C-A-R-L@wwfm.org.